Welcome to The Upfront Investor with Dale Gillam, Chief Analyst at Wealth Within and author of the book How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%. I'm Maureen Clifford. Welcome, Dale.
Thank you.
January is a perfect time to run down on what's happened in 2005 and to have a chat about what to expect in 2006. Dale, what are your comments on the past 12 months?
The last 12 months on the Australian market, we've still seen the market being quite bullish, although it hasn't been as bullish as it was in 2004. In 2004, the market rose about 22.6%, where 2005, the overall market only rose 16.18% in Australia.
Noticeable difference.
Yeah, so it's a huge difference. So what we're seeing is a slowing of the market. I mean, early last year, I was saying that our market was running much faster than it ever had before. And that was around that, you know, up into March peak, and then we fell down into the low in March, and then we took off again. In that first quarter of last year, we were running really fast, and we couldn't keep up, and it needed to slow, and it has slowed. But what we're seeing is more of a changing of the guard. I think the bull run is actually starting to finish. The best sectors last year, we're talking about the top 20 shares actually run the whole market last year.
Right.
The top 20 shares, the index is called the XTL, not the XAO.
XTL.
And that actually rose 18.55%. So it was actually most of the money was, or the large money was moving into the big stocks.
Top 20 shares.
Yeah, and that was telling me, that sort of stuff tells me that the big money, which is the institutions, because they trade around 78% of the shares, the value of shares on the Australian market, the big money's gone for safety. So they're thinking that the market's peaking out and it's getting a bit overvalued.
Right, and all of that growth just really wasn't sustainable.
Well, I don't think it is. I mean, even the economists are predicting a smaller growth this year for the Australian economy. And it really is, when it's a share market, it's about perception. Simple as that. The economy can be unfolding however it likes, but and you'll never get a fund manager telling you that the share market's overheated. That they're actually making their plans already for when this bull market finishes this year.
Right. So, I mean, the top 20 stocks are always safe. What about the remainder of the top 100?
Pretty much the top 100 are pretty good shares. I mean, obviously the top 20 run the market because that index is the big chunk of your ordinaries index. I mean, the top 100 shares is close to, you know, high 80% of the actual total market value. The top 20 shares is around about 60-something percent of the whole market. So we're talking about these shares actually run the share market. If they're going up, the share market goes up.
Right, so working on your rules of only having, say, 10 or 12 stocks, how do you pick out of that top 100 in 2006? Are there certain sectors that you see going well?
In the share market, obviously that we have different indexes within the share market and different sectors within that share market. So what we're looking at for sectors next year would be things like the energy sector, I believe, will still keep going,
right,
although it will slow down. I mean, in the energy sector, we're seeing some brilliant performances from stocks like Caltex and those types of oil stocks, energy stocks, gas stocks, those sorts of things.
Yes.
Some really, really good ones there. Healthcare is another one. That industry, I think, is doing very, very well, and it should do well next year, although they both look like they'll peter out after that a little bit.
Healthcare is very broad, isn't it? What sort of stocks are in there?
Healthcare looks very, very good for next year. I mean, we're looking at stocks like Ansell, who's one that looks quite good for the top, a big stock. Then
yep.
We're looking at for more growth type of stocks. Sonic Healthcare has done well, and it looks to do really well again. ResMed, another one. ResMed's been one of those ones that would frustrate anybody. It goes up and down all the time, and you have big moves up and big moves down, and I find people who buy and hold that stock get a bit frustrated because you can make money quite quickly but lose it quite quickly as well. But I think it's long term. I think it's going to settle down and do quite well. Healthscope is another one as well, and Australian Pharmaceutical Industries is another good-looking share in that sector as well.
Okay, well, that's energy, healthcare. Any other key sectors?
We're looking at information technology, which is, information technology, we're talking about stocks like Computershare, and that Computershare is by far and wide the largest share in that sector. Like it runs.
That's Computershare, the share registry.
Correct. And so if you look at the actual sector, I look at a chart of the sector and look at a chart of a Computershare, they're almost the same. But we also have some smaller stocks like Vision Systems, looks quite good in that, and Myob. also looks quite well.
MYOB.
Yeah, MYOB.
Right.
So it looks quite good in that information technology sector. And also, it's sort of like Telstra. It's like Telstra runs the telecommunications sector. It's the biggest one. But for the good news is that the telco sector is not the one you want to be in the next year. Telstra's not a stock you should be holding.
Okay, well, get rid of that. And what about property? That's always, people always want to know about property shares.
Property shares, I mean, in the share market, we're looking at listed property trusts and obviously companies involved in property like your Mervax, those sorts of things. But property across Australia looks to be flat currently, and the predictions are it's going to remain flat. So some of the property or the listed investment companies which invest in property as well, but some of those property companies are paying some really nice dividends.
Right.
So for people looking for dividends, things like General Property Trust is paying really nice dividends. Doesn't look too bad as a share as well, but don't expect growth out of those stocks. Traditionally, property stocks grow at an average around about 7.5% per annum over any 10-year period. They're not big growth stocks, but they do pay good dividends, and they do have good spurts when you get into them.
Okay, and maybe they've just had their big spurt.
And I think, they've probably had their bit of their spurt, but if you are an income investor, they're quite a good, very, very good.
Okay, and financial services, anything exciting in there?
Well, obviously, the banks are the cash cows. Banks and insurance companies, you should always have something like that in your portfolio, a bank or an insurance company. I mean, we've only seen QBE, you know, for the last 4 years go up 300 or 400%. So those types of stocks are good because they give you little money as an investor, basically, as you know, they pay you a very small amount of money as a bank on term deposits and deposits, and they get a lot of what I would call free money. Insurance companies, they never pay out on your claim, do they?
Oh, gosh.
And they charge you a lot of money to have insurance. So,
indeed.
They're always good companies. And people, they generally tend to be more defensive stocks and safer stocks. So, and we're seeing those sorts of companies doing quite well over the last 12 months and should continue to see so.
Right. Now, of course, these are all Australian equities. I mean, a lot of talk in the end of last year was about getting out of Australian equities and into overseas equities. What do you think of that?
To me, a lot of the things you hear in the marketplace are really just is marketing by people who are more self-interested in putting out that message. The thing is to me, the Australian market, yes, it only is only 2% of the world economy or the world share market. But gee, there's 1,700 stocks or whatever it is. I can make a mess out of that, or I can do really well out of that, depending on my knowledge and how I handle it. So there's more than enough for me to make money here. When you invest overseas, you've got a few things. One is you don't know the country.
True.
Even though we know a bit about America, but we just don't know what the economy feels like because we're not there. We also have currency risks as well. So we have information or knowing the actual economy, and the second thing is currency risk. Last year, or in the last 12-18 months, the Australian share market, the Australian dollar has risen over 30% against the US dollar. Now, if you had shares in US, in the US, and they'd made 30%, you would have lost it on the exchange rate.
Right. Okay, that's a different side of it. Well, what about Australian companies that are really expanding overseas, say particularly into China and markets like that?
They're the companies you want to look at, those sort of things. I mean, obviously, BlueScope Steel is doing a lot of work in China. One Steel is another company. I still think those sorts of really good mid-cap sort of, you know, ex-BHP type shares, I still think they're sort of where the opportunities lie. You've got shares like Woodside Petroleum, Australian Gaslight is another one, Alinta Gas. These sorts of gas is a bit more friendly.
Right,
for energy, so
why
to speak.
Is that?
It's seen to be, rather than oil and coal, gas has seen to be a little bit more, they seem it more of a greener type of energy source, even though it's not wind or solar.
Yeah.
It is a bit more, it's said to be a little bit more greener to a large degree.
Well, that's a really good overview. I mean, is there any other key things people should keep in mind for 2006?
I think with managing their portfolio, I mean, a lot of people, when they start hearing that the market's peaking out, they just sell all their shares. But the people have been talking about that for 12 months, and you would have lost the return over the last 12 months. There has never been a time in my history that I've been investing in shares that I've never found shares to buy and made good money out of them. You just have to be a little bit more selective. Go for quality over quantity all the time. And also, probably the biggest thing I can say is if it's falling away, don't have it.
Right. Well, again, it makes sense. And I'm guessing, do your homework.
Absolutely. Is do a bit of research and find good quality. Go for quality all the time, and don't try and speculate. And as I said, it is very much about buying those top 100 shares. If you do that, you'll do okay.
Great. Well, Dale, thanks for all of that. And if people want to know more about share trading, they can go to your website.
www.wealthwithin.com.au. They'll find information about our services, what we can do there.
And they can also buy your book online too?
Yes, it's available on our website and all major bookshops around Australia.
Great. Dale, thanks again very much.
My pleasure.
Yep.